Today's session is about social pressure and expectations. Social pressure and expectations. Pretty mysterious phrase, isn't it? What does it actually mean? Perhaps at first look it seems a bit abstract, as if it were something distant and philosophical. But when we think about it, we've all experienced it in some form, and most of us still do. Every day, these hidden forces affect us. Whether we realize it or not, they are those invisible threads that pull us in different directions. Sometimes they just give us a gentle push. Sometimes they grab us hard by the arm. Sometimes they even grab us by the leg. And in the worst cases, they choke us completely. Each pull means something. Each one sends a certain message about who someone thinks we should be, what we should say, what we should look like, or what we should actually do with our lives. I personally have a problem to this day towards my mom, where I still feel like I have to do what she says. These forces include all those ideas, norms, and values that the world around us imposes on us, and it can be pretty tough on us sometimes, can't it? Family, friends, colleagues, but also social media, advertisements, and the whole big society that we move in all let us know what is expected of us. Be successful. Scream the headlines of motivational articles. Have the perfect body. Announce the bikini images in the stores. Get a shining career, but most importantly, don't forget to always look perfect, smile, and keep your home perfectly clean. Ugh, let's stop for a second. At first look, this sounds like a to-do list that would be ambitious enough for a superhero with superhuman powers, don't you think? And yet many of us get caught up in these expectations. Whether consciously or unconsciously, we carry this to-do list into our daily lives. The worst part is that many of these demands act as a perfect trap for us. We ourselves believe that we really should be that long list of things: successful, beautiful, smiling, amazing friends, perfect partners, above average employees, and preferably all at once. When we don't, frustration sets in, a sense of failure, and most importantly, stress. Yes, that's right. Stress is one of the inevitable consequences of social pressure. Now, let's try to stop for a moment and look at the whole situation realistically. What's really behind the expectations? Who or what is setting them? And most importantly, why are we trying to meet them? It's important to remember that societal pressure is not a fixed, unshakable force. The truth is that many of these expectations are just social constructs that someone, somewhere, sometime has created. Decades, even hundreds of years ago, someone decided that a certain way of life was better than another, and we take that belief from generation to generation as a matter of course. But you know what? We don't necessarily accept it. We don't need to align ourselves with someone else's old-fashioned beliefs about how we should live. Also, let's face it, this list of requirements for the perfect life is almost impossible to meet. Even those who look like the epitome of perfection on Instagram are usually hiding mountains of chaos, exhaustion, and stress behind a shiny filter. And do you know why? Because that's real life. No one has everything in perfect harmony, and if someone claims otherwise, they're probably just living in self-deception or intentionally misleading us. And who wants to live by lies, right? Let's change that. Instead of trying to meet all the expectations and standards that are placed on us, let's try to stop for a moment, take a deep breath, and ask ourselves one honest question. What do I really want? What are my own values, my real priorities? Because this question is the key. When we realize that our own happiness, health, and fulfillment are more important than what others think of us, we experience a sense of relief. Additionally, we'll realize that leading a life based on our own choices is significantly more freeing and rewarding. Yes, there is always social pressure. It doesn't magically disappear, but we have the ultimate power over ourselves. We can choose how much we let it influence our lives. Instead of allowing those invisible strings to pull at us, let's free ourselves from them. It's not easy, but trust me, it's worth it. Let's dive into practical part. Let's break it down together. Do you often say to yourself in your head when the constant pressure from your surroundings is coming at you? Pressure to get results, pressure to perform, pressure to look great on social media, pressure to be all of those things at the same time. The perfect worker, parent, friend, and the person who keeps a gratitude journal while baking homemade bread every night? But what if I told you that you can break free from this circus? That you can find a way to not only minimize this pressure, but also understand why you feel it, where it's coming from, and what to do to stop it from tying you down so much? It's not easy, but believe me, it's entirely possible. Let's start together by making space for this important inner work. Now, please find a quiet place. Sit comfortably or lie down quietly. Close your eyes, if that is comfortable, and focus on your breath. There is no hurry, no need to make any big changes right now. Just breathe and let everything around you flow for a while. Welcome to our journey. I feel joy and excitement that we are walking this path together today. Because it's not just about solving or overcoming something. It's about building a new relationship with yourself, better understanding who you are, and gaining the tools to start living life on your terms. First step, understanding the pressure. Before we begin, let's take a little inventory first. What's the pressure that's pulling you down? Where do you feel it? Is it pressure that comes from work? For example, expectations from your boss or colleagues? Or is it pressure from those close to you? Family, partner, friends who have a certain image of how you should be? What about pressure that may not even be real, but you create for yourself by telling yourself, I have to be better. I have to do better. I have to not fail? What if we put all these pressures aside for a while now? More than anything else, it's important to understand the impact of this pressure on your life. How does it reveal itself? It can be in the form of stress, anxiety, burnout, or even loss of enjoyment of things you used to love. Think about the fact that pressure not only binds your thoughts, but it can also affect your body. Regular exhaustion, tension in your neck or back, headaches. Which of these resonate within you? Take a moment now to name it better. Step 2. What if? You know what's special about pressure? We often see it as an unchangeable fact, something we just have to live with. But what if it wasn't? What if there was a way to understand it, to relieve it, and ultimately to break free from it entirely? Imagine for a moment that you are free. No one places any expectations on you. You don't have to please anyone. You don't have to answer hundreds of emails. You don't have to do anything you wouldn't want to do yourself. What would your life look like? What would you do? How would you spend your time? What choices would you make if you weren't held back by fear of what others would think? Now try to answer. Why are you working so hard to fulfill so many expectations? What makes you feel you have to do more, be more? What if your own values became the center of everything rather than someone else's? Can you stop now and say to yourself, is it time to start living by your own rules? What brought you here and what will help you leave? Understanding why you are in this situation is an important step. Perhaps it's a deep-seated fear that if you don't do everything perfectly, you will let others down. Maybe it's a wish for appreciation and honors that has been rooted in you since your early years, but if we look at it from the other side, what qualities would help you break out of the pressure? It could be more confidence, the ability to say no, or a stronger awareness of what is really important to you. Realizing what got you into this game is half the battle. What could get you out? What qualities, energy sources, or habits would you need to live up to? The answers to these questions will give you insight into what to do next. Practical steps forward. Let's not just think about it. It is important to turn this reflection into real action. I want you to try to set small, concrete tasks for the next week that will move you closer to living without excess pressure. Write down your successes. Every day, write down three situations where you were able to resist pressure or at least feel more free. Schedule an appointment. Find time with someone who supports you. Discuss your worries and goals. Create personal space. Find at least 15 minutes a day to do something just for you, something that fills you with joy. What did you realize? What qualities and skills do you need? What do you need to work on? Who are you letting influence you so much that it doesn't allow you to live your own happy life? After listening to this section and becoming aware, please listen to the anchoring section where you will learn step by step how to have whatever quality you need, whether it is calmness, confidence, lack of concern under pressure, and so on. Today, we have delved into the depths of a topic that touches almost all of us, the world of aspects that influence our thinking, behavior, and overall experience of life. We explored different aspects of these influences, from the societal pressures that can feel like a heavy blanket on our shoulders to the ways we can deal with and take the reins of these challenges. This world, where other people's expectations, inner doubts, and the desire to be a better version of ourselves meet, can sometimes feel like a maze of dead ends. But remember that you have an almost magical power, the ability to use these challenges to build a foundation for your growth and achieve greater peace and confidence. It is extremely important to realize that social pressure, whether it comes from family, work, friends, or social media, can have a really big impact on our psyche and well-being. We may not even be aware of it at first, but all it takes is someone suggesting that we should do something differently, more efficiently, or that we should look so and so, and we start to feel insecure. Such feelings are perfectly normal, but that doesn't mean we have to stay with them forever. The key to relief and inner peace is a proactive approach, a decision to work on ourselves, not just to meet a standard, but to make ourselves better. But every change starts with something very small, a first step that may seem unimportant, but actually has the power to start a big process. Maybe it's a simple act of writing your goals down on paper, or a small daily reflection on what brought you joy or what was weighing you down. It may even be an open conversation with someone close to you who listens, or a moment spent in silence and self-reflection. In today's lesson, we focused on giving ourselves permission to pause regularly, remember? It's moments like these, when we decide to take a moment for ourselves and our minds, that are a kind of fixed point in the stormy ocean of our responsibilities and expectations. And what if you still feel overwhelmed? Let's not forget the techniques we discussed today. They can be affirmations, simple and kind words that you repeat to yourself to encourage you. Like, I'm good enough just the way I am. Or, I'm moving in the right direction every day. But also the anchoring technique. It's literally a lifeline to help you fix positive feelings and bring you back to a state of balance. If you're not familiar with anchoring, let me invite you to listen to a recording about this technique. It's the kind of thing that can give you a whole new perspective on stress management. Why am I talking so much about anchors? Because it is through anchoring that you can create a kind of positive anchor point in your mind. An anchor is something that reminds you in challenging moments that you have faced many challenges and have overcome them. It's a kind of guide that reminds you of the strength of your abilities. Once you master the use of these anchors, you'll realize they can support you, enhance your strength, and offer courage in moments of insecurity. So if you want to get to work on your well-being and happiness, I recommend learning more about this topic. Take your time, have a cup of hot tea or coffee. Open your favorite notebook and give yourself a chance to track down what techniques and tools work best for you. Each of us is unique, just like our journeys. What works for one may not work for another, but the important thing is to seek and persevere. And don't forget that you are not alone on this journey. As I've already mentioned, the key is not only to stand firmly on your own two feet, but also to surround yourself with a community of like-minded people who will support you. Remember, shared worries and joys are half the worries and twice the joys. In conclusion, I hope you find success in dealing with all the circumstances life brings. I wish you to find at least a small moment each day for yourself, for your well-being, and for building your confidence. Just as a steady lighthouse guides ships through the storm, you too have the power to stand firm amidst the waves and rough waters of life. Be your own best lighthouse.